Let me just open up in a word of prayer and then we'll get started. Father, we come to you and just dedicate this time to you. We thank you for what you have given us, the creation, the evidence that you've given us and left with us. Lord, we just thank you for speakers like Jason Carlson who take your word as truth and defend it and present it. And we look forward to hearing from him this evening. We pray that our hearts would be touched by what he has to say and that we'd be able to share that with others who are perhaps not even believers yet. Just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So starting out, I just want to say the upcoming local meetings. We tend to cover all the local apologetics meetings, whether they're held here or even Bellevue or Seattle. And you'll see, of course, this weekend we have Jason speaking on three different topics, and they're all related to the theme of overcoming roadblocks to faith. Why do people not come to faith? And the probably the one that is asked most often is the third one, and that is suffering. If God is all good and powerful, why do we have suffering in this world? So Jason is going to address that topic tomorrow morning at the breakfast hour, and that'll be at Grace Academy. And last night we were in Anacortes at a different church, and he spoke on that topic, the uniqueness of Jesus Christ in a world of religions. What sets Christianity apart? And this evening, he's going to talk about the three most important questions facing our culture. And he'll get into that as he gets going. Next month, we'll have Chris Ashcraft, who's been here a number of times before, and he'll be speaking on geology and the clash of worldviews. Apologetic Symposium, which Chris also runs, he's having Mark Champney speak Wednesday, February the 1st. They have their meetings the first Wednesday of every month. And their meetings, for you that are interested and can't get there, they're also live streamed, as is our events here. All of our events are live streamed here. And then CAPS events, as we become aware of them, we'll publicize those as well. Next. This opportunity came up just recently. Jonathan Cerfetti, who is one of the key writers in the creation movement, he's written a lot of books, and you may have seen some of those books on our table. The latest one is the Genesis account, the one you see on the right bottom corner there, and that's a good reference book. It's 800 pages. I wouldn't recommend you read it from 1 to 800, but use it as a reference to cover the topics that you have an interest in. It covers the first 11 chapters. It's a commentary on the first 11 chapters of Genesis, and it's unique in the fact it covers theological reasons, historical reasons, but also scientific reasons, since he is a scientist. And a very well written book, and he's got some others on refuting evolution, refuting compromise, and others there as well. What some of you may not know is that he is a chess champion in New Zealand. And at some of the conferences that he speaks at, he will actually play a chess game with 10 different opponents, and he's blindfolded. So if any of you want to challenge him to a chess game with a blindfolded master, you know, ask him. But it, back up to that slide again. But what I want to say is he's coming here the first 12 days of March, and he is from Creation Ministries International. He is booked for the first week, essentially, that he's here from the 1st to the 5th. But then he's got some days available in the second week, and particularly the 9th, 10th, and 11th is a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And so he can come to different churches and speak there. I've already spoken to a few of your church leaders, and they've expressed an interest in having him hold a meeting in March. This would not be a regular Apologetics Forum meeting, but it's a special one that we would sponsor and help organize. So if your church has an interest in that, let me know. I'll be sending out an email on that pretty soon. And so his bio, you can see the things he's written and is involved in. He's a great speaker. You know, we've heard him many times. I think he's been here once or twice as well, speaking at this church. Okay, next slide. These again are the some of the books that are available on the book table. We have the Apologetics Forum book table with a number of books, DVDs, pamphlets. CAPS has a table set up in the back, mostly DVDs. And then Jason Carlson, our speaker tonight, he's got a table set up with books and DVDs from his ministry, which he heads up. Next. I showed this slide last meeting as well. You know, we have a number of people who volunteer to help with running this forum. We have a board, of course, of five of us. But we also have people helping with the audio-video recording, you know, manning the book tables in the back. And we've even had some people add information to our website. The latest big addition is the, when you look at the website, you'll see a bullet item called evidence. And that is evidence for the truth of the Bible in different disciplines, in different disciplines of science, typically, like in astronomy, biology, etc. But we could always use more people. If you have a bent, particularly I'm looking for somebody that has a bent for doing social media, you know, Facebook and Twitter. You know, we put some stuff on there, but what I'm really looking for is somebody who really loves to do that and add information. After all, Trump won the election because of the use of social media, so we better get to use it as well. So if you have an interest in that, just you know, let me know. And if you have an interest in adding information to the website, you know, let me know as well. So there are a bunch of you know thoughts there. I could always use people to help with publicity, church liaisons. It'd be nice to have a church liaison person, an apologetics person, you know, at many of your churches, so you know you can take responsibility for getting publicity out on the meetings that we have coming up. So those are the key things I wanted to cover. The So next I'm going to introduce